This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Look, I'm largely, this is a little devil's advocate here, because no, I'm not in favor of splitting up great rivals in Major League Baseball, because by the way, there aren't that many of them. I was starting to think about this, because the other thing that I saw in this realignment plan is that the Red Sox and Yankees would stay together, and in fact, would add the Phillies and the Mets. That would be a four-team division. Red Sox, Yankees, Phillies, Mets. And I thought to myself, will ESPN even know that any of the other divisions exist?
Right.
Or will they just follow those four teams around? So that would be a problem. But they'd be preserving Yankees and Red Sox, but blowing up Cubs, Cardinals, and blowing up Giants, Dodgers. And I really don't think there are any other great rivalries in baseball beyond those three. That's really about it as far as like true great rivalries in baseball.
You could like pretend that Tampa and Miami or Florida are rivals. They're not. Houston and the Texas Rangers, are they rivals?
No.
They should be, but they're not. And, you know, everybody really is a rival of the Yankees because nobody likes them. And it's a little similar with the Dodgers, too. Like the Padres and Dodgers, that's a rivalry for sure.
The Padres fans think it is, and right now the players think it is.
Right. Because they're chasing what the Dodgers have.
Dodgers fans do not think. I keep telling people this. The dynamic in Southern California, they hate the Giants. They hate San Francisco. San Diego represents a weekend away. That's not hatred.
Right.
They're like, we should go down there, hon. We should drive down there and see the Dodgers.
Go to TJ.
Yeah, let's go. Gas lamp. It's fun. Let's get drunk. Like, there's nothing there. That's the players on these particular teams because they're the two best teams right now. So that'll die. I guess it's sustainable.
Yeah. The thinking would be you could create rivals like Baltimore and the Washington Nationals. They're so close. They should be rivals. And if Montreal gets an expansion team, then Toronto and Montreal should be rivals.
Sure.
But, you know, Cleveland and Cincinnati, the battle for Ohio and all the rest of it. I don't know. They don't exist now, but maybe by having these teams play more often, you could create that.
Maybe. You know, maybe there'd be more between the White Sox and the Cubs or whatever. So, I'm open to this going a bunch of different ways, but I do think you got to be careful. And if you are going to go with what Manfred just said, if you're going to think about making your playoffs geographic in nature, so that it fits TV slots and you're going to get certain markets and we're only going to be playing, you know, Dodgers, Giants, or Padres and Angels or whatever. If that happens in the playoffs, that's what's happening at 10 o'clock Eastern time. You'd never get a Red Sox game 10 o'clock Eastern time and vice versa. Okay, fine. If you want to do that, then you better re-unbalance your schedule. Like if you're going to make the playoffs you need to win the West. Then you actually need to be a West team, and you need to play the West teams more often than you play the other teams. So if you want to bring on this, then there's got to also be some of going back to the way it used to be.
That way you can truly see who's the best in the division.
Right.
You know, back in the day when you would play each other 19 times, those head-to-head matchups would determine who is the best team in the NL West. And you had five teams and you'd play Arizona and Colorado 19 times. Same thing with the Dodgers and the Padres. And that right there is 76 of your 162 would be just against your division. So I'm with you. My biggest problem with this is very simple. Why are we expanding in the first place? The product is not good enough. There's not enough good teams. There aren't enough good players. There aren't enough stars. There aren't enough teams that even try. So we're going to add in two more teams. Nashville, market 41.
Yeah, but it's hot.
Portland.
It's hot.
I mean,
Nashville's a hot market.
Sure.
Everybody loves it.
Right. Yep. It's a hot market. And they've got football, and they don't have the NBA.
Nope.
And you're going to
Memphis.
Okay, yeah. Memphis is not quite Nashville, but
no,
I get it.
It's not,
still Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just, we're going to add more mid-markets to a sport that does not really allow the mid-markets to usually thrive.
One of your favorite words is the reason why. It's just math.
Right.
Like what they're trying to create is basically playoff arenas. They're trying to actually use geography to their advantage, to where you can sort of do this kind of east-west thing. Like when I hear what they're trying to do, it does sound to me like they're trying to create college football. That's what they're trying to do. But that's why I also, my ears perked up at this, and eyes for that matter, with this idea of like, are you really willing to split the Giants and the Dodgers up? And you'd be like, baseball would never. And then think to yourself, remember now, USC's in the Big Ten.
With UCLA, though.
Right, but and Oregon. My point is that for years, college football used to tell all of us that its biggest selling point was tradition. You show up at the same building against the same opponent, and this year it's the world's biggest outdoor cocktail party, and this is what we do when this team comes to town, and we've got the axe, and we've got the, like, and this is a Civil War, and we've got a nickname for this game versus, and it's all about the band, and the students do this, and we're all about tradition. And out west, the biggest traditional thing was the Rose Bowl, and the Big Ten played the Pac-10, and now the Pac-10 is in the Big Ten. Like, they have taken tradition and wiped their butts with it, and it hasn't affected them negatively.
It's because of the almighty dollar and because it's football.
So will baseball follow the same model? Let's make geographic arenas and take tradition and huck it into Max Muncy's ocean.
They've already done that in many ways with the elimination of the DH and the ghost runner on second and the pitch clock, and it's no longer 90 feet between bases. It's now 88 feet and 8 inches because we had to make the bases bigger so we can steal more, even though the Giants still don't steal more. So
we need bigger bases.
Rob Manfred is already wiping his tuchus with tradition. My point is, unless you want to accompany this with a salary floor, which is something you've advocated,
absolutely,
you're going to have Nashville market 29. I'm looking at it right now, just behind San Diego, which is not necessarily mid-market, but you're asking a Nashville owner to come in and start spending with the big boys, and they won't because they're not equipped to do so.
Yeah. Here's the other thing, though. Every time the idea of blowing up tradition comes up, everybody gets mad and says, we will not, like, I can't even wrap my head around that. And then we do.
Well,
I mean,
course.
We did this for years with the DH. We did it for years with the DH.
And the pitch clock is a great example.
Exactly. You will get used to it. So if the Giants and Dodgers split up, and I know you don't believe me today, but you will get used to it.
Right.
You will.
And I don't.
Stanford and Cal are in the ACC. So
the Atlanta
whatever.
Braves are no longer in the NL West. Grandy, do you remember those days when the Atlanta Braves were in the NL West, or does that predate
you? It was like before I became aware of everything going on, but I knew, and I know what happened.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, actually.
The Atlanta Falcons were in the NFC West.
They were also in the West. Yeah, the Braves being in the West, actually, for me, it still, it represents why there's a wild card in Major League Baseball, and it represents, for my childhood at least, or maybe adolescence or just youth, whatever, however you want to say it. But like, that was the worst year of Giants baseball. It was 1993,
correct?
I think
they won 103 in 93.
They won 103. And at that time, you had to win your division to go to the playoffs, and the Braves won 104. So you went home.
Yep.
And immediately, baseball started plans to bring up a wild card, because it's like, can't have teams winning 103 games going home the next day.
That's right. And eventually, they figured out that the Braves belonged in the NL East, because they're an Eastern
they
team.
Are in the East.
So we went ahead and figured that out. But my issue with expansion is the product and the fact that we already have too many teams that are low income and they don't try, and I just feel like this would add to that pile of crap.
Valks are playing tonight.
Can't wait. It's a big
game.
One.
Yeah, big game. Valks tonight, 7 o'clock, Phoenix Mercury. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. You download the app, you search Valkyries, you find it that way, very easy. You can also watch the game on KPIX Plus pregame. Will start at 6:30. Okay. Speaking of radical changes, there's something that, and I don't think this is radical. I actually definitely think it's going to happen. But this weekend is going to represent why in the NFL. We'll get to that. Also still ahead, Kyle Shanahan had a lot to say, so we've got more things to bring you on that front. 888-957-9570 is the number. It's Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Mark! Do you have to be a homer on the radio?
Well, Brian, you have no idea.
Well, hold on a second.
On 95.7 The Game.
Nope, just choose to. That's all. So no, it's not in my contract.
No, you don't have to be such a homer.
Yeah.
You choose to be.
Thank you.
And that's just what makes you happy, makes you most comfortable as a fan. And until I rattle off a scenario where the Giants might still have a chance or a glimmer, you're not quite ready to be that level of homer.
Yeah, no. No. I also do think, though, you want my homer take of the day? It was fun listening to the other two shows today, and I gather I didn't wake up at like 5:59 this morning, so I don't know how they got here. Is it because the Niners are playing the Chargers this week that they got into the whole Harbaugh-Shanahan thing? Fun question, which coach would you rather have? And I didn't listen to every single call, but it was just Harbaugh, 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 Harbaugh. And I'm like, of course it's Harbaugh. You guys all get that absence makes the heart grow fonder, right?
Harbaugh. Anything but Harbaugh.
No, yes, Harbaugh. Harbaugh. Because everybody remembers Harbaugh, and all you do is remember the, oh, that was great. That was great. Like, he took a team that was in trouble. He built a culture. They started to win. Ooh, they almost won the Super Bowl. Wouldn't it be nice if Kyle Shanahan ever got any of you to be like, ooh, they almost won the Super Bowl? Nobody wants to do that.
No.
Nobody wants to do that.
He blew a lead twice.
He blew a lead, right, which apparently is worse than walking out into the Super Bowl as the favorite and getting your ass handed to you for the first half. But nobody wants to do that. And also, nobody wants to talk about the fact that Harbaugh wears out his welcome everywhere, and there are still people in that building today that can't stand Jim Harbaugh. Fact. Fact. So, but that's not me saying he's not a great coach. That he is a great coach. He wears out his welcome. That's his kryptonite. Kyle's got his kryptonite. He ain't great coming from behind. Everybody's got their kryptonite, and no one's a perfect coach. I bring all that up to say it fascinates me that, and I think that we're a great case study in this right now with our sports teams. When you have really good on your team, seemingly you're still mad until you get great. Or if you have the fourth best coach in the league, like, that's not good enough. You need the number one. And that's not how I look at it. I don't know. Like, there's not anybody out there arguing, right, that Steve Kerr and Kyle Shanahan suck at what they do, right?
There are some people who think that they suck at what they do. But those are the lunatic fringe.
Big minority, right?
And honestly, you can be unhappy with Steve Kerr and his rotations and how he develops young players and all the rest of it. I don't think you can be a Warrior fan and look at his track record and be disappointed. If you're disappointed in his track record,
right,
which I believe it's 6 finals appearances, 4 titles in 10 years, if that isn't good enough for you, then you can't be helped.
Right.
You can't be helped. Now, it's okay for you to think that maybe somebody else would be better for the young people and better for the team going forward. Yeah. And you know what? You're probably going to get your wish in a year or 2 years, maybe 3.
Someday.
I would bet it's not going to be more than 3 years.
Probably right.
And at that point, and you're one of these fire Steve Kerr people, you're going to get a new coach. And you can either like that coach or dislike that coach. You're allowed to. The Niners went from Harbaugh to Jimmy Tomsula.
Good Lord.
And then immediately to Chip Kelly, 2-14. And then they went to Shanahan. And he started 0-10, or 0-9, I believe. And at that point, even then, you're thinking, well, this is better than the two previous guys, even though they're 0-9. And gradually, he, you know, overhauled the roster and stuff and made 2 Super Bowls. And you still are allowed to want Harbaugh over Shanahan?
Of course, I personally do not. Oh, you're on the Shanahan
side. I'm a Shanahan guy. I'm a Shanistan.
How would you answer that? Why?
I like Jim Harbaugh and what he does. I think that he's a great small sample guy to take a team, turn them around, make them good. But like you said, and I've pointed this out for many, many years, he's usually 5 years and the welcome gets worn out. He lasted longer at Michigan, and look what he left that program in. I guess the program didn't get hit as hard as he would have.
Slap on the wrist.
Well, yeah, he basically cheated his way to a natty, saw that the tire fire had started to burn, and he got out of town.
That's what they do.
Right, that's what he did.
Yeah, so did Pete Carroll.
Right.
Right, Lucas? So did Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll knew the sirens were coming. He's like, Seahawks. When he left, people were like, what? You get the biggest, baddest. Will Ferrell and Snoop Dogg are on the sideline every week. This is the greatest thing ever. He's like, I'm out.
Yep.
Why? Because the sirens were coming.
I'm rewatching The Wire right now, one of the greatest shows of all time. And when they're out there selling, they're selling their stuff on the streets. At the first sign of the police, they all scream out, "Knuckles!" And pew, everyone runs because the knuckles are coming.
Yep.
The police. And so you don't want to be caught holding.
No.
So somebody, one of the lookouts, will call knuckles. And that's kind of what Harbaugh did at Michigan.
It is funny, by the way, case study. Lucas, turn your mic on for a sec.
Hello.
Huge USC fan. Lucas Alexander, ladies and gentlemen. Did you enjoy the Pete Carroll era at USC?
Greatest years of my life.
Okay. So this is the case study. Everybody in the world says that they hate cheating. Unless your team's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the Barry Bonds complex.
You ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah.
I don't think that people hate the cheating. It's just getting caught. And
I don't think people want, like, I don't think people think of themselves as like, yeah, I'm in favor of, like, let's cheat. Like, let's, like, I don't think, at least.
Well,
most people,
we can bring this up on the crossover. Guru playing pickup basketball when he'll call out the score 6-4, and it's really, you know, 5-5.
Yep.
It's 6-4, see if anybody catches me. And that ostensibly is cheating.
Ostensibly. There's different levels of cheating. Like, I took this conversation all the way one time to, like, Derek Jeter famously did this one time, and it was well before there was replay or whatever. But let's say that you didn't get hit by the pitch, but it looked like you got hit by the pitch, and you start limping, and you just take off for first base. You know you didn't get hit, but an ump may believe you. You say, ow! And then you take off for first base. Is that cheating?
Well, yeah.
How about if you know, like, let's go to the Latter-day Saints commercials.
I was just going to say.
You know damn well the ball was off you, but nobody does what they do in that commercial. Nobody runs over to the ref. Ref, you got it wrong. It was actually off me. I told the truth. What are we
That's
doing?
A four.
What are we doing?
We don't do that.
Right.
This is a different level, though. And
yes,
you're mentioning
is.
There's levels to it. And Harbaugh did what he did in Michigan, and you knew it. And he may not have been materially involved, but he knew what was going on.
Of
and
course.
Then, you know, you hear the sirens in the distance, and you're out. And you mentioned Shawshank earlier, and the warden who was doing all the dirty dealings, and Andy Dufresne got a hold of the books and sent it to the authorities and the media, and the warden knew the jig was up, and so he ended up going in a certain route to avoid incarcerated.
Yeah.
So
you know what that would have been?
It would have been an incarceration sensation, Mark.
That's true. It would have been.
Yeah.
And it was for many people in that movie, but not the warden.
And in college, and this is where the NCAA, we're going to come down. It's a show cause penalty, Jim. You better not come back to the NCAA or you're going to be suspended for 10 years. Okay, guys, thanks.
Yeah, peace. Like, and everybody's got a different moral code. This is hilarious to me on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. What's the area code? 630. Recruitment violations and studying signs is not cheating. the word is violation. Of course it's cheating.
Well, stealing signs is not against the rules.
Which rules are you reading?
I'm reading, the unwritten rules.
Okay.
Whatever. Those aren't rules. That's a moral code that, quite frankly, in baseball has been violated since the dawn of time.
I mean,
since the first catcher put two fingers down between his legs.
Do you feel like Belichick and the Patriots cheated?
With the deflated footballs?
No, with the going into
the
practice.
Spygate?
The Spygate.
Absolutely.
Okay, but there's no written rule, is there?
I think there is rules about that.
There's written rule. And what Michigan got dinged for wasn't stealing signs. It was the advanced scouting and paying people to go to games.
I get it.
Ahead of time.
Yeah, cheating.
You can just try to decipher a team's signs by watching the TV or watching the All-22 film.
I tend to think of cheating as, did you know that it was not allowed before you did it? Then it's cheating. I don't care what the act is. I don't care. Like, I mean, in a way, driving 66 on the freeway is cheating. I understand that nobody has a moral issue with that, and it is widely accepted. And police officers, somebody you could call us. I'd love to know how police officers do go about deciding what's speeding and what's not. Do you actually have a number in your head? Or is it when it's at the end of the month and you've got a quota to hit? Or is it just like the snooty way that the person looks that just drove by you? Is it the mood that you're in? What is it? But if you go north of 65, you damn well know that that's against the rules.
Correct.
And you willfully chose to cheat.
Well, there's a lot of that where you park in a parking space and you don't feed the meter because you're going to be gone for 15 minutes and you roll the dice.
Yep.
Even though it's $3 an hour and the right thing to do would be to put a buck in and cover those 20 minutes while you're gone, but you don't feel like it. And you feel like you can get away with it. And so you pop in and you pop out. And I park at times in a place where there's a fee. But I pretty much know they're not going to police that lot and charge me, so a lot of times I don't pay that fee.
Let me rock you this question. Everybody, you guys can do this. Although Lucas and Grandy, do y'all do much grocery shopping?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, you do. Do you, Lucas?
Of course.
I don't know. Some people
I've never seen him in the aisles.
Yeah, like maybe Evan is the grocery shopper in your house. I don't know.
That's cute.
Maybe you Instacart. I have no idea what you do. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a grocery shop.
Okay. Let's say, because a lot of people will cruise around now, you bring your own bags to the grocery store. Some people are bagging those things literally in the aisles before you bring them all the way up front. And whether you do self-check or not, let's say, for instance, you got like a dark-colored bag, and then you put a cucumber in there, and you or the checkout employee did not see the cucumber. And it never came out of the bag. No, beep, you never did that. You get all the way to the car, and you're unloading everything, and you realize, like, ooh, that cucumber never got beeped. You going back in the store? Or are you hitting the gas?
You're hitting the gas.
Okay.
You're talking about a 90-cent cucumber.
Whatever, however much it is. What if it's a bottle of red wine?
Yeah, I mean, just depends on... What sort of an operation? If it's Safeway, absolutely I'm going back in because, darn it, that grocery store means the world to me.
That's an amazing answer.
And, you know, when I'm in Safeway and I see people in the aisles, it's important to me.
Dibs, I would never go to a different grocery store. I don't even know what I didn't know there were any other grocery stores.
Correct. I'm totally with you. So, yeah, I'd go right back in and I'd see them in the aisles and make sure. Right. That bottle of vino got charged. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway.
Yep.
Yeah. That's that. Like, we completely do this constantly. We are able to justify almost anything, right? And I'm not even saying that I'm against it. Although I could give you an example near and dear to your heart, where all of the sudden in sports, holy hell, the idea of cheating the tiniest centimeter bit is wildly unacceptable. Let's talk about golf for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. If the ball moves and you had nothing to do with it, too bad. That's a stroke. And if you don't call it on yourself and some fat dude in Mississippi was watching the Golf Channel, and I don't even know where people find this number, but there's some phone number.
There's a hotline.
There's a bat phone with the PGA Tour, and people will start calling. I was watching, and the ball moved, and now we got to go back and do the video, and people will get DQ'd from tournaments.
If they sign the wrong scorecard, right. It's usually just a two-stroke penalty.
Unbelievable.
Right, but at the same time, my beloved golf, you watch some of these golfers where they hit a ball in a certain spot, and now I'm going to need a ruling because there's a burrowed animal or there's something here that, you know, the lie is not great, so I'm going to need a ruling. And then sometimes when you get that ruling and you go to drop, you watch some of these guys drop the ball. There's a little bit of a thumb flick. That way the ball goes forward twice,
yes.
And then you get to place the ball. So as moral as golfers are and we call our own fouls, there still is a good amount of cheating that goes on with, you know, the times that they're able to get away with stuff.
I mean, and then meantime, in basketball, we got LeBron or Chris Paul or anybody else flying and flinging their body all the way across the court when they haven't even been touched at 6'8", 265 pounds. And like, everyone's just like, yeah, it's the culture.
Yeah.
What? It's weird.
And then you've got Alperen Şengün. I don't know if you saw that earlier in the week.
No, what'd he say?
Şengün in the podcast basically said that the Warriors were constantly fouling in the series against the Rockies. And
oh, God.
They were doing it because they knew it wouldn't be called. And they were overtly physical, super physical in that series, almost outside the lines.
That's a laughable comment,
right,
with the way that they defend Steph
And then
Curry.
Şengün went
laughable,
on to say that
laughable
the Warriors
comment.
Were doing that, and they were crying about calls as well. And
I mean, that's a laughable comment. That's a young player that doesn't understand the way officials get worked in an NBA series.
Right.
But B, that's just sports. Everybody always thinks the other guy is doing X and you're not. Of course the Warriors were fouling. So were the Rockets.
Exactly.
So was the whole NBA playoffs were, I thought, characterized by unbelievably physical play and the NBA letting them get away with it. Everybody was getting away with murder.
And that's not cheating, per se, because you're just playing physical, and
right,
the refs have the right to call or not call it. And in that series, the Warriors were whistled for more fouls than Houston was. So his little comment, and I think it was in a Turkish podcast. I'll see if I can find it.
I don't like Şengün. I don't like that guy. He bothered me in that series.
He did. Because
the face and the... You do a good Şengün. Go to
Thank
YouTube.
You.
Dibs is doing Şengün. Yeah, the face, the arms, constant. And then the commentary. He was the one, by the way, I can't even remember after which game it was, he sort of insinuated the series should kind of be over. We don't even think it's that close. We don't think this is all that challenging. And then they went out with Game 7 on their home floor and got their doors blown off. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Şengün.
5 years, 185. That was his extension.
He's a good player.
He's a very good player.
Yeah, he's a good player.
And,
I don't like him.
I think Kuminga likes him even less than you. Kuminga's got contract envy
when
it comes to Şengün.
I'm sure.
Because the goon got 5 and 185.
I'm sure he does.
And, I think just hearing those comments made me think about rivalry, and the Rockets quietly now are one of the Warriors' biggest rivals. Not only because of the series they just played, but now they got KD.
Yeah, Durant.
So I think the Houston Warrior rivalry, it's kind of kicked back up to where it was when they had Harden.
I agree with you. Yeah, that's one of the teams that gets under people's skin.
No doubt,
and annoys them a little bit. 888-957-9570 is the number. It is Willard and Dibs. Kyle Shanahan spoke a lot today. And one of the things he said, and we'll play more for you coming up in just a little bit, but one of the things that he did say is that the starters will largely not play in this game. Now, most of the teams are handling it that way. We talked about the Rams yesterday. Matthew Stafford did put in another full practice today. The Rams are saying, Sean McVay is saying, that's trending in the right direction. However, they already announced that Jimmy Garoppolo is out for the remainder of the preseason as well, because they're going to bubble wrap him. The 49ers are not playing Brock Purdy. And oh, by the way, a quote-unquote knee sprain for Mac Jones. And I'm not saying that there wasn't a knee sprain, but it's interesting that they can rule him out for this game and automatically already say, but he will 100% definitely be ready for week one. Wow, interesting that they know his healing pace
right
already. So it tells us what we already know. Now, the Bears have announced that their starters are going to play. There are exceptions to every rule. The Bears are in a spot where they've been down for a long time. They have a new coach, and he's trying to build a program. And you know, that group does come from underneath the Dan Campbell umbrella. And this is what Dan did with the Lions, where it's like, no, we're gonna bite kneecaps and we're going to all this stuff because you're trying to build a culture. But outside of those culture-building teams, people are totally sitting their dudes and their dudes' backups coming up this weekend. So what are we doing? Why are we doing this? Because my question to Kyle today would have been, and I wasn't in practice, but I would have loved to ask him this, and I don't know that I would have gotten a straight answer, but how many of your positional roster battles right now do you not already know the answer to? Like, what is really on the line Saturday against the Chargers? How many decisions do you have to make? How much does that game go into it? while you sit both the first string and much of the second string as well. I think that this weekend is shaping up to be a total poster for an 18-game schedule and a two-game preseason. And everybody gets two byes, everybody gets to play in another country, and the Super Bowl is the day before President's Day. Like, that's, we're doing that. That's happening.
It should happen, and I don't know if that has to come out of the collective bargaining agreement or not, if the owners can just authoritatively decide that that's what they're going to do, but I do think that that is an obvious solution. It's the obvious future, and I remember my time in the Arena League. It was an 18-game schedule, and you had two byes, and it actually, it makes perfect sense. And one thing I learned through years of covering the San Jose SaberCats is by playing more games, you do have players more likely to get hurt at some juncture, but it also gives you more time to get well from your injury. If it's a 20-week season and you get hurt in week 7 and you're out 6 to 8 weeks, you still have time to come back for the final 4 games and totally. Then get into the playoffs.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, listen, I do hope that it never leads to load management in the NFL. I don't know how much longer the season needs to be before that comes into play. And that undoubtedly will be the argument that the players put up. This is all, it's already ridiculous. The idea of being healthy through the season or through a career or whatever. And those are fair. Look, they're fair comments. I don't disagree with them. I'm just here to tell you, though, that you're going to lose the argument. The NFL players always do. There's too many players and too many players that need their check because the average span of a career is like 2 or 3 years. There's guys playing on special teams that have the same vote that Tom Brady has or Patrick Mahomes has when it comes to players' union stuff, and they're going to lose every time. And so the league is going to continue to expand. It is going to continue to have a longer schedule. It is going to continue to send people to countries all over the world, and it will continue to not worry about guys' bodies and how they're able to handle all of these things.
And it's just most likely inevitable, and doing a quick research here, it is not going to happen until after the 2030 season, which is when the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, expires. And when you start getting closer to that, the owners are going to push for 18 games. I'm sure players will have a pushback on what they want, but it does feel like it's inevitable. It's not going to happen immediately.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We'll let you hear a lot of what Kyle had to say. We will take your calls. K Bueno, you'll lead us off. 888-957-9570 is the number. And also, if you weren't with us in the 3 o'clock hour and you did not hear today's code word, and where you need to text it so that you have a shot to host your fantasy draft at Splash with all of your friends or family members or whoever, co-workers, with food provided, everything provided, a dedicated server. If you did not get the code word, then stay right where you are because we'll give it to you again coming up next on Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
Well, we'll be the judge of that as we go forward. 888-957-9570. I want to make Steiny happy and pay off our tees.
All right, yeah.
Even though he can't hear us.
Yay!
Because he's getting rain sideways in his ear right now.
It's funny you say that because...
Is it beautiful? Oh,
spectacular.
Is it really?
And he's playing great, too.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Playing great. And yesterday the report was 76 degrees, light breeze, and sunny skies.
You got to stop this Bandon, whole,
Oregon.
Like, we don't text anymore. We're not like... Dude,
I'm on a thread that he's a part of.
You know everything that's going on his vacation.
We have a
you
group.
You guys are thick as thieves.
He's not texting me. He's texting the group.
Well,
there are 36 of us in the CalPAC group that we all go to Truckee every July. This is a group.
Your group has a name?
It's the Cal Pacific Golf Tournament. That's the group. It's Cal Pacific. And we now have a golf club, the Cal Pacific Golf Club, through NCGA. So, yeah.
Got it.
It's a club with a name. There's a thread on WhatsApp, and he's been weighing in from Bandon, not texting me, but sharing with the group how nice it is and how well he's playing.
Okay. Wonderful.
Great.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
He's having a bunch of days.
Good. We don't do that again. But anyway, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? And also, if you didn't hear us unveil the code word earlier today, the word is food. Food. So text the word food to 20357. Text food to 20357. And that, for today, just once, will qualify you to be in the running to have your fantasy draft, you and up to 14 guests at Splash in a private room next Tuesday night with food stations, a dedicated server, and I'm told Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi.
Free
Wi-Fi.
Amazing if you had to pay $8 for it.
We're not talking dial-up either. This is some of that high-speed S. It's not the old...
Well, no fantasy draft is complete unless somebody gets knocked offline right before their pick. You're not allowed to do a fantasy draft where that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Somebody texts somebody, and then the commissioner, stop, click, stop the draft.
Right.
And then somebody else gets very angry. You're usually the one that gets angry. Steiny's the one that gets knocked off. That's
right.
Just our group's dynamic. But I'm here to tell you, I'm in multiple leagues. There's always someone.
It happens, huh?
Always.
Yeah. Well.
Always.
Yeah.
100% of the time.
That's a bummer. That's why you got to line up your queue in advance, because if you got your next pick in the queue and you get knocked off, then your next player just gets automatically drafted. That's how that goes.
I'm not a queue guy. Queue. I don't know what I'm going to do until we get closer.
Well, as you get later in the draft and, you know, you're running around doing things with your toddler, sometimes you got to queue up 7 or 8 just in case.
You need to yak in.
I try to.
It ain't chasing no toddler.
Well.
You need to focus.
There's bath time, story time. There's a lot of times
not
that
happen. Night. Not that night there isn't.
Well, and I already planted the seed that I think I'm going to have to be at a place for the draft because we might actually do something.
We might.
Right. So I already planted that seed. Like, it's work, honey.
And then here's what's going to, I promise you, she's going to get that confused with what we're doing next Tuesday night. And she'll think that you already did it. You already went to Splash for your draft. No, honey, that's not my draft. That was someone else's draft. Why'd you go to Splash for someone else's draft? Well, because work told, we did our show there. No, we don't. We can't have you going to drafts once or twice a week. There, I did the fight for you already.
Too late. I did it for myself last night. We already checked that box.
Oh, God.
Yeah. The phrase, it's for work, you got to pick your spots on the it's for work, even though it is for work.
Every Sunday, brother. Every single Sunday.
So you're telling me you have to go to Splash for work and hang out and have a pop and eat food for work?
Yep.
Sorry about that. Duty calls. You're on your own.
Just a couple of working steps.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, you out there can be a part of it. Just text food.
Text food
to
20357.
Thank you. I didn't want to get it wrong. 20357.
Or the other numbers that you can play with are 888-957-9570. Here is K Bueno in Oakland, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, K Bueno. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Taco Tuesday, huh?
Perfect.
Toddler times, yeah, I agree. Toddlers have a lot of times. Dinner time, pajama time, bath time. Pickup time, pickup time from daycare time is what I'm about to get going with right now. But aside from that, I just wanted to get in with about your opinion about the, you know, the preseason, NFL preseason games, right? And right now, at this stage, pretty much the roster's figured out, like you said. I don't know what else there is left to figure out. For me, the feeling I have right now with the final preseason game here, and I agree with you, I think the NFL is eventually going to just make it a longer season and cut the preseason shorter. But I have the same feeling right now with the final preseason game as I did with the Pro Bowl before, where it's just like, all right, this is kind of insignificant now. It's really nothing to watch. Kind of pointless. If I could guess anything, maybe they're just trying to get special teams ironed out, but that's a reach even still. I mean, we got Moody. That's already figured out. We got no choice about that. Got to live with it. But I don't know. Punt return situation, kick return situation has got to be figured out. So I don't know. But this final preseason game coming up, it's like you said, I won't be watching it. So I don't think a lot of people are going to be really caring much. But there's not really anything left to, I would guess, to get situated on the roster.
Well, K Bueno, thank you for the call. I agree with you. Do you know what I think? And I'll take this even to a general sense. I think that we as fans too often dismiss what is happening the other days of the week. This happened in the Trey Lance conversation. It happens in the Jonathan Kuminga conversation. And it will happen repeatedly in the conversation about so many players with regard to, Lucas and I had the conversation today before the show because Daniel Jones got named the starter with the Indianapolis Colts, which I could have told you was going to happen the day after they signed Daniel Jones. Like anybody who has an ear to any NFL ground knows, or if you just have eyes, Anthony Richardson is not good at football, period.
Right.
But Lucas's point would be, but you picked him very early in the draft, and he hasn't played that many games. Don't you need to see what he has? This has become this question or phrase that has now, it gets my shoulders tight. Don't you need to see what he has? I'm sorry. In my opinion, these people are seeing what those guys have every day of the week. It is not just reserved for us when it's on TV. They're around these guys. They see their makeup. They see how they handle situations. They are grinding them in practice. There are so many things that go into whether or not a player looks and feels ready to play professional sports and has earned the trust of their team and coaches, and it happens every hour of every day. And this is what makes decisions. And then fans come out and go, well, but he's only played 14 games. No, he's been there for 2 years.
Right.
Farting around every day. And they have decided, he's not good. He's not good at football. Feliciano took a shot at him in our interview. He was like, he got hurt because he has no idea which way to turn. Like, he used Anthony Richardson as the example of why they named their podcast Not Our Fault.
Right.
And it's offensive linemen going, dude, like, yeah, we let the guy through because we're supposed to. And you didn't know which way to look, so now you're in the hospital. Not our fault.
Exactly. And that's why it's great to talk to guys like Feliciano, because what we see with our eyes is linemen missed the block, and that's why the quarterback got sacked, and that's why he got hurt. And the people in the know are saying, no, the protection actually was supposed to go that way, and the quarterback wasn't supposed to be in that position. He was supposed to go with the protection, but because he didn't, he's the one who was to blame for that. And just hearing you lay that out, it reminds me of the Trey Lance situation where, you know, the Niners saw Trey Lance day in and day out during mini camps and OTAs and practices and all the rest of it. And what they saw was not to their liking enough to where they were willing to keep him around and try to continue to develop him. You got to a point where the Niners decided that it wasn't going to work, and so you traded him to Dallas.
Yeah, by the way, because this has come up, Kyle Shanahan was asked about Trey Lance today.
Oh.
So, but they're playing the Chargers this week.
That's right.
So I would imagine that Trey, I don't know if they've announced anything. Is Trey getting the start?
I don't know if he'll start, but he'll play a lot.
Like, he's battling for an actual like QB2 role with this team. So Kyle was asked about Trey Lance today, and here's the comment.
I don't want to sit here and evaluate Trey too much. You know, I think I've done that before, but when I revisit that, we knew where our team was at, and we knew where it was going to be the next couple of years, and we were committed to getting a rookie quarterback. We weren't sure that it would be forever, but we thought that was important to contractually with where our team was at in order to keep a good team together. So we knew we were going for a rookie, especially after a veteran left earlier that year. That was an option. So that was more of a plan in that way. Now we can go back to what we thought and everything, which I have no problem doing anytime, but I don't want to sit here and evaluate Trey again. I'm pulling for Trey. I love Trey. One of the best people I've been around, and I really hope it works out for him.
Yeah, it's fascinating, man. Like, there are certain players, and Trey Lance is one of them. Jonathan Kuminga, by the way, is another. And I think where this comes from in the end is both of these guys have been really good dudes in tough situations. And I want to make sure that does get said as much as possible. I think that they have conducted themselves very nicely, very respectfully in what were clearly difficult situations. Ill-timed injuries, players being acquired around them that ended up having a bigger effect on the team than maybe you thought they would. And it kind of sort of supplanted or replaced you, Jimmy Butler, Brock Purdy, et cetera, et cetera. Things that are out of your control. And so all of those things happen, and both of them have conducted themselves responsibly, respectfully, with strength, all of that. Okay, so there's that side of it.
I also think about, hi, this is James Wiseman.
Yeah.
Because Wiseman and Trey Lance had similar college paths where, I mean, Wiseman only played 3 games. Lance played an entire season of FCS, and there was a lot of unknowns, and both were projects coming in.
Absolutely. But because they conduct themselves well, it does make people, I think sometimes, you like, and we all do this, right? This is the way all of us argue. You grab certain things that aren't the whole picture. They're just like a little part of the picture, and you grab them, and then we use them for our point. Because we're rooting for a guy or not rooting for a guy, whichever it may be. And there are a lot of people, understandably so, who are really rooting for Trey Lance. But to me, objectively hilarious what I've seen on social media the last 2 weeks because of what Trey Lance has done in 2 preseason games. One of which I was told by social media that Trey cooked. He lit it up. And then I went to the box score and saw him at 50% completion percentage with no touchdowns.
About a 145 passing.
And I went, I'm sorry. Now he rushed the ball well and he ran for a touchdown. But I'm sorry, he lit it up. And oh, by the way, it's not a real football game. You're playing against somebody's second string, maybe even third string. We all know this. Nobody grabs a Sharpie and prints anything off of a preseason game. So that is not a criticism of Trey Lance, but I do see there are a lot of people out there that are like, okay, Jim Harbaugh has unlocked Trey Lance. Well, okay. If that's if that's how you want to play this, then that's how you want to play this. But, you know, nobody in the entire league, like if he's really, really unlocked Trey Lance, if I were the Chargers, I'd put him on the trade block. Because if he's really unlocked him, then somebody would want Trey Lance to start on their team. But nobody has ever wanted that in the NFL.
Not yet. And if he is able to make it as the Chargers' backup quarterback, and he spends a whole year as the Chargers' backup quarterback, and maybe he goes somewhere like Indianapolis next year, or Cleveland, or another one of these unsettled situations, and he gets a chance to compete, I don't think that his race is completely run insofar that he's done as a quarterback in the NFL. If he doesn't make it as the Chargers' backup and he's out there on the street, it's going to be tougher for him to then bounce back. You can always go to Canada or play in that spring football league, whichever the initials are these days. But this is kind of a big moment for Trey Lance.
No doubt.
If you can land as the backup, I do think that Harbaugh is the kind of coach who could unlock Trey Lance, because I could see him using him as kind of a baby Taysom Hill at times, not the receiving part of Taysom Hill, but as a get in there and maybe we'll run some wildcat with you.
That's interesting. I mean, like so many Niner fans, and I would argue you included, thought that that was irresponsible to do that kind of offense with Trey Lance.
It was when he was your QB1.
Oh, okay.
This would not be him as QB1. This would be him as your wildcat guy.
That makes sense. But I also don't think he runs like that. I think that they misjudged how fast Trey is.
True.
He's not as fast as I think they thought he was.
He's not, but you could definitely wildcat him between the tackles or off tackle. I'm not saying you have to, like Taysom Hill, he's fast and he's
also big.
He's big.
He takes a hit.
Trey Lance is big. He's not as fast, but maybe you bring him in for, you know, tush pushes or third and shorts. I don't know. I think that Harbaugh could gin up a role for Trey Lance if he's the backup.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.